From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Arkansas's public universities have been funded based on enrollment, and today, many don't graduate even half of their students in 6 years. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek reports that state officials are pushing a new idea. Schools get raises when they graduate students, and cuts when they don't.
Governor Asa Hutchinson's proposed formula change would take effect slowly. Schools could gain or lose 2% of their budget every year, depending on student achievement measures like graduation and course completion. Department of Higher Education head Maria Markham says the formula is designed to incentivize teaching disadvantaged student populations, lest any school try to leave them behind to bolster their rankings.
If you're a Hispanic female in your mid-30s that's living below the poverty line and has some remedial needs, you're going to get maybe 10 times the points for your institution if they do a good job with you.
Students with higher risk factors would be weighed 30% more than students without, but the change is not decided. In 2017, legislators will choose whether to go from the current enrollment-based funding system that includes 10% performance funding to one based 100% on outcomes. Nationwide, according to the National Conference of State Legislators, 32 states had some funding based on performance in 2015. A small handful of those wagered a majority of funding on outcomes.
It's all about what you do with the students once they're enrolled.
Chancellor Carla Hughes of the nearly 4,000 student University of Arkansas at Monticello says high poverty levels, a rural setting, and remedial academic needs of students are challenges. UAM's six-year graduation rate is 28%. The state's average is 42% for four-year public universities. She says the key to boosting outcomes will be using data to help students progress, and her school is already doing it.
All the way from their SAT and ACT scores to their high school standing, and you determine an academic pathway with them.
Hughes says she hopes the new model could help justify future funding increases at the state legislature. Arkansas hasn't added university funding in a decade. A nonpartisan research institute found on average, states spend 20% less on higher education than they did before the recession. University of Arkansas Medical Sciences student Deborah Howell is a 35-year-old single mother whose father immigrated from Belize. She's studying to be a sonographer and has one more year to finish her bachelor's degree.
Sometimes I have to choose between paying rent or buying groceries, so it's definitely a struggle. I have some friends that actually kind of help push me and say, no, you got to keep doing this. You've come too far to quit.
In addition to a 40-hour week residency, Howell must find time to study and care for her kids. She works 12-hour shifts on Saturday and Sunday as an x-ray technician. She says finances, not academics, are her biggest obstacle. Howell is perhaps the type of student who could benefit from an outcome-based formula if it helped identify the need for financial aid counseling. She says she used up her federal Pell Grant money too early because she wasn't aware of the program's limits.
I just feel like a lot of us aren't knowledgeable of what's out there. We don't know where to look, how to find it, what to do.
But Columbia University's teacher college professor Kevin Dougherty says there isn't convincing evidence that incentive funding works and there may be unintended consequences. His research found academic standards, grades, and degree requirements were lowered in performance-funded states like Tennessee, Ohio, and Indiana. He also cautions incentives alone won't work without funding for extra support programs and clearly identified solutions.
It's not just an issue of will. It also may be an issue of capacity, knowledge, internal organization. And they may need help to get there.
While the higher ed department has support programs for universities, Arkansas's proposed formula does not include a request to fund more. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.